Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Good morning, good morning. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all of you amazing people who have sacrificed for the benefit of, let's be honest, some people who flat out don't appreciate it, but most of us do. The vast majority. I prefer to focus on the nice people in the world. You know, you go to the park and you see people with dogs, and most of the people I know have rescued. I'm not putting you down if you bought a dog. Some people want a certain breed. But I have a couple of rescue dogs myself and one that I got from my friend who breeds them. But you hear the stories about animals. I don't post those. I don't talk about those. I don't do any of that stuff. It brings me down, brings everybody down. I focus on the good things, the people I know who've rescued many, many dogs, right? So anything like that, you can focus on the plus side. You can focus on the minus side. And you can let it drag you down. And I just I'm not going to do that. Let's focus on the negative just for one second, okay? I was joking with Daniel during the break. Just out of curiosity, you want to guess how many flights have been canceled, Daniel, out of America? Total cancellations within, into, or out of the United States this morning, okay? This morning, right now, this morning, ready?
I'm going to
1,182 okay. Flights. Yeah, okay. 1,182 flights have already been canceled today. I'm not laughing, folks. If you're trying to get a flight out, I'm not making fun of your misery.
It's just
total
ridiculous.
Delays today. It is ridiculous. Total delays today are over 9,000. This is worldwide. 9,000. I tried to get a flight out of Vegas last year. I won't bore you with the details, except that I spent 12 hours in the airport. And then ultimately was not able to get out. We got off on the plane and it was, and the runway was too hot. So we had to get back off. I won't bore you. 12 hours in the airport.
Wow.
And there are people who will spend days in the airport, right? Every Thanksgiving, we hear stories about people who try to, can I just be honest? I'm not saying you shouldn't see your family, but it's always been amazing to me that people will fly on Thanksgiving when you're cutting it so close, right? You've got to get out on Wednesday and you've got to get home on Sunday to work generally. And people do that. And then they spend Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, snowed in or some kind of thing that's happening. And the next thing you know, you're just thankful for getting out of the airport, not getting to your family. Nothing to be thankful for there, right? Yeah. Anyway. 1,100 flights already delayed today. And I'm wondering how it's going to affect Congress. You know, they're trying to get back there to vote, to try to get the shutdown over and out. It's so frustrating, too, because I was not affected terribly by the shutdown, but I'm not in any way downplaying the effect it had on other people, because there were a lot of people who really suffered. Either they went to work with no pay, which is terrible, hoping they're going to get back pay, which I assume they will. But it's been very hard on some people. But a lot of us haven't really noticed much of a shutdown as a result of it. So it's been kind of interesting to see. But nobody wants that. But we also know that Republicans have to stand up for the idea that we can't continue to pay these high subsidies for Obamacare. I mean, if you took, if people were paying more for their insurance, I don't mean paying more, but I mean paying, either paying cash or actually looking at what things actually cost. I mean, I was at the hospital one time. I was there 4 hours. The bill was $20,000. I wasn't under, I wasn't critical, nothing. Okay. And by the time my insurance company looked at it and then compared it, because they pay a certain percentage over Medicare, you know, they're saying this bill was so inflated, you can't even believe it. And so they looked at it and they said, no, this is what we're going to pay you. And I had a portion to pay, a tiny portion to pay, and they paid a little bit bigger portion, but not that much. That's what they said. And the company I'm with, if they continue to try to balance you, and balance bill you, they call it. In other words, the insurance company pays a certain amount. I'll just go with $20,000. Okay. We'll say the bill's $20,000. The insurance company says, okay, we're going to pay, you know, six or seven. And then you pay a certain portion of the insurance company because the insurance company has repriced everything the way it's supposed to be. Then they try to come after you for the extra money. That's not allowed. And my insurance company has an organization that will go in there and fight that bill for you on your behalf. But these kind of things shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be charging $1,500 for an IV or whatever it might be. You know, the amount of money that you see people charging for, you know, a Tylenol or whatever it might be. And it's insanity what it costs. And then you look at how much money people are spending on illegal health care. And listen, I'm not advocating for a second, okay? I am not advocating that people drop dead outside of ERs in America, in a wealthy country like America. I'm not advocating that. But if you're not here legally, we'll patch you up and then you're gone. You don't get to come back for follow-up care. We're not doing that. You're not going to use the ER as your doctor. I took my mother to the hospital a couple of years ago. She's in California. Took her to the hospital and we sat in that ER, I'm not making this up, 9 hours before she even got in the back. Now you tell me how many people in that room, because you can't tell by looking, how many people in that room had not been taxpayers all of their life, like my mother. You tell me who those people were. Don't know. But I'm not for a second going to believe it wasn't a lot of people illegally taking advantage. California is now set to spend 28 times more on health benefits for illegals, according to a report, than they're spending on police funding. They're paying for it. And Gavin Newsom wants to be our next president. Bankrupting California. And I remember taking, my mom was sick for many, many years. And so I took her to the hospital, you know, more than once. And it really wasn't that bad a few years back. But then the last time I took her, literally, we were in there 11 hours. Now, they, in fairness, they did when she walked in the door, they triaged her and they realized she wasn't going to drop dead right there. But she was well into her 70s. Maybe 80 by then, 9 hours sitting in the ER before she was in the back. I mean, what? We just don't have, we can't give everything to everybody. And we can't keep giving everybody Obamacare subsidies. What we need to do is change Obamacare so people can afford it. So if you're young and healthy, like my young friend Daniel, who's running the show today, you can pick insurance that will just cover catastrophic, for example. Because the likelihood of him having a heart attack is probably zero. The likelihood of him getting hurt on a snowboard might be a little higher. Breaking a leg, just saying, right, Daniel?
Yeah, especially with the snowboard. I went to Hidden Valley last winter, and I'd snowboarded a few times when I was younger on a tiny little one, but the ones there are big and professional, and I'd stand up and right down I went.
I don't even try the snowboard. I don't bounce so well. I'll stick with skis. Thank you very much. I'm not a great skier, but I'm not going to spend my damn career. But your chances of getting hurt skiing or skateboarding or snowboarding or in some sport are higher than somebody else's who might be likely to get a heart attack. You should be able to pick insurance that covers what you want it to cover and what you need it to cover. Obamacare took that away. So you're paying for somebody who might have a baby. What? You don't have a wife. Do you have a... No wife.
Just a girlfriend.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. They need to revamp Obamacare. Instead of continuing to give everybody subsidies, to pay for things they don't need. They need to hone it down to where, you know, there are car insurance companies that say, oh, you can customize your car insurance, blah, 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 to only pay for what you need. Why can't you do that with Obamacare? We know why. Because they want the healthy people to pay for the sick people. That's why. And that's got to be changed. And until that's changed, it's just going to continue to cost more and more money. And then Newsom wants to give everybody free stuff, and he wants to be our next president. Oh, brother, really? We'll get to more about Newsom before the end of the show. Coming up, Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. Lots to chat about with him. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox and crew today. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to the incredible people who have given us the freedom that we have in this nation and continue to exploit at times. We should appreciate, and I hope you teach your children about how important and how, not only how important freedom is, but how fragile it is and how easily it can be taken away from you. And I'll tell you something, what you ought to have your kids do is talk to somebody who's lived in Eastern Europe. I know people who've lived in Eastern Europe and places where they have seen a lot of what they're seeing now. I mean, it's incredible to me that people, for example, in Virginia, they don't want to vote for someone like Winsome Sears, who's an amazing, amazing woman. She's an immigrant. She's a Christian. She's a veteran. Married since dirt, an amazing, conservative, wonderful woman. Oh, and she's Black. Not that that should matter. It does to the Democrats. That's why you never hear about her. Because she's Black and she has all the characteristics, and the Democrats want to act like no Black people are like her. She's amazing. She should have been the governor, but it's stunning to me that they wouldn't pick somebody like her. That's why good people don't want to run for office. Because when you're great and you live your life right and you've got great principles and a great family and all that, then, you know, no, we don't want that. We get what we deserve. I'm telling you the truth. All right, Daniel, my friend, you're a Packers fan. Is that the deal, bud?
Yes, go Pack, go.
No, they're 5-3.
Yeah, not the start that I thought they would have. They're Super Bowl favorite coming out of the year or coming out of the offseason. They were, for sure. They had a great, great first and second week, and then it's just been downhill from there.
Okay. Well, the Chiefs are 5-4. They're not doing a lot better. That's my team.
Yeah. They're struggling too. Got Jeff Manasso calling right now.
All right. Well, we don't want to cry about it with Jeff Manasso calling from Fox News Radio, but we'll grab his call. Yeah, I don't know. We got the Patriots doing really well at 8-2. And then some of these, the Titans are 1-8. That's the worst. It's been a rough year for some of these teams. Coaches getting fired now midseason. I'm just hoping for my Chiefs. I'm hoping they make it at least to the playoffs. If they do, we know they'll do well. I'm sure of that. It's just a question of making sure that they get that far. We got Jeff ready to go, my friend. You give me a thumb?
Yes, I thought I was able to. You were able to see it, but then I realized I was way off the side of the camera.
You know, you're still a work in progress, aren't we all? That's all right, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. How are you? Welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Heidi. Always good to be with you.
Thank you. I was looking this morning at the I know you've been following, among the things you follow every single day, all these crazy flight delays, and already this morning, 1,100 cancellations in America. 1,100.
Yeah,
today.
The question is, it's par for the course over the last several weeks, but when is it going to get better? One would assume that within the next day or two, after Congress does what it does and the president puts a signature to it, and the country gets back open, that things will normalize. There might be some sort of lag period, but geez, yeah, it's some tough stuff, particularly if you're traveling.
Well, especially obviously with the Thanksgiving coming up pretty quickly, I imagine this will all be resolved by then. But they're going to be backed up for people trying to get in flights. I mean, anybody trying to fly, standby over Thanksgiving, they can probably forget about it because somebody whose flight was canceled the week before is going to take it. I don't know. It's going to be a mess, I think, for a while.
Yeah, drive.
You know what? I'm with you on that. So what's interesting to me, and I find it ironic, I wonder how many members of Congress won't be able to get back because of all the flight cancellations to get back to vote.
You know, it's so strange is they always seem to find a way. While many of us are stuck at airports, they seem to figure it out. They've got the inside loop, I guess. I don't know. The country can't get open, soon enough, fast enough for a lot of people and not just travel, but, for many different reasons.
Yeah. And God bless these people who've been working without a paycheck. I can't imagine. I guess they're going to get back pay. I would assume that they would. I hope they do. But God bless them for doing the best they can, because being a flight, air traffic controller and a lot of these other jobs where people are doing them for free, God bless them. For a lot of people would say, heck with it. I'm not going to work. You're not paying me. I'm not going to work.
It's a lot. It's a lot to ask, and it's kind of a pragmatic thing where, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy even said, look, people are required to work. This is mandatory. You have to show up. This is one of those jobs. It's a matter of, national security. But at the same time, he also did acknowledge that, these people are having to make a decision, showing up for work for no pay or having to pick up an Uber job just to be able to put food on the plate and feed their kids. And so he understands it. We heard from the president who says, for those who called in sick, not happy with you. And he had a few other words for those people, said for those of you who did show up, basically you're heroes. I'm going to look into giving you a Christmas bonus, $10,000, something like that. I think that's probably going to have to go through Democrats and they'll say no. And that'll be a wedge issue. You see how politics is played. We'll see. I think those who are traveling, Heidi, really appreciates those folks who showed up the job, because without them, they're not getting from point A to point B. And we'll see, what happens throughout the Thanksgiving Day holiday and into Christmas and other holidays. Most travel sites will tell you that bookings have been way down since the government shut down, because people just they didn't want to plan for trips, knowing that those trips might be canceled. And so we'll see if there's a surge in travelers booking trips for the holidays after the government gets back open.
Yeah, you know what's sad? We're speaking with Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. You know what's interesting is that whenever the government does something like this, it's the normal people who get affected more. I mean, Congress, they're still getting paid. I understand it comes from a different source, but they're getting paid. They're not suffering. But the average person is, they don't know if they're going to get SNAP or not. Is it going to be delayed or not? Am I going to have a job? Members of the military? Am I going to get a paycheck? I mean, these things are very scary for the average folks.
Yeah. No, that, but then you've got people in Washington just, you know, just not being truthful with you and on how the cause of the shutdown, who it's affecting and why it happened. It's all to score political points. For those of us who follow and are close to what's happening, kind of, you know, see what's going on and but most people, they just don't really pay attention. They're just kind of casually, you know, grabbing the local news or whatever is on their social media stream but it's frustrating to no end. And not only that, but this country, I mean, we're losing GDP and we're losing money. And so it hurts in many different ways, but for those Americans who are not receiving paychecks, man, I think most of us, maybe at one point or another, we've been in that position, but generally, most of us couldn't imagine what they're going through these last couple of weeks.
Well, exactly. And I'm wondering, who looks better at the end of this, Republicans or Democrats? I know the Democrats are going after Schumer. Usually it's the Republicans who are in a circular firing squad. Who do you think is going to look better?
I don't know. You know, prior to this, you were hearing about this Republican civil war that was playing out within Congress. And now that it's appears to be over, you're hearing about a Democrat civil war that appears to be going on. Who knows? A lot of it's smoke and mirrors and headlines. I'll leave that to the pundits to figure out who got hurt the worst in this.
All right. But at the end of the day, we're speaking with Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. At the end of the day, we've got to figure this out because we cannot afford all of these Obamacare subsidies, whether people think Obamacare is great or not. We can't afford the continuing subsidies, the subsidies that were enhanced under Biden. We just can't continue this route, and people are getting SNAP, and probably a lot of them shouldn't be. And so this has to be looked at. And the idea that you can't even look at it versus, you know, we're going to put a stop to it. There's got to be some place in the middle where they can meet.
Well, the Trump administration has pointed out that, you know, something we didn't know prior to the shutdown, that most SNAP benefits are not actually going to Americans. And those subsidies for Obamacare that were put in during COVID, much of that is largely to pass along to states who are giving illegal immigrants free health care. And, Obamacare was sold as a cheaper and better product in terms of the health industry. And the Trump administration has also pointed out that stocks of really the money is going essentially straight to insurance company who's, and they even did a graph of their stocks, how they've just exploded, 300-400% since the implementation of Obamacare, so that the insurance companies are the ones that are getting all the money and that Americans are getting hosed. Now, the details of how Democrats and Republicans work this out to make sure this is, focused, the focus is centered around Americans and lowering prices and giving better health care, that's going to be a battle that's going to play out over the next couple of months. And, of course, a lot of it has to do with politics and trying to win this PR battle, if you will, which I think for most Americans is just nauseating.
Absolutely. Jeff Manasso, I think you said it well. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio, thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Jeff Manasso, for Mark Cox. I'm Heidi Harris. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for all of you sacrificed on our behalf so that we can have this incredible country that we do and maintain this country and our freedom, which is very tenuous. No question about that. People don't realize how quickly it can be taken away from you, and we have to be ever vigilant. That's for sure. Joining me now on the Mark Cox Morning Show, Brian Morgenstern, head of public policy at Riot Platforms and former Trump 45 deputy press secretary. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. And I want to echo your thanks to all our veterans.
Absolutely. We so appreciate them, and we have to be vigilant. We can never underestimate how tenuous our freedom is, can we?
No, absolutely not. There are enemies of America all over the world, and now we have some pretty radical ones here at home that I think we might need some help with, hopefully not with violence, but hopefully with some persuasion.
Well, you always collapse from within, don't you, as a nation? We've got so many people. You know, when you look at how many people voted for Mondami, and I saw a story today, I'm sure you did too, about how Gavin Newsom's actually polling behind J.D. Vance among young men. That is scary, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, young men should want to be a lot more like J.D., obviously.
Thank you. A family man,
a strong leader, somebody who believes in the promise of America, who served our country, of course, rather than an obvious opportunist who, you know, has cheated on every spouse he's had, who will sway with the political winds every chance he gets, he will change his opinion. It's scary. I hope our young people see what's happening and wake up very soon. I think, you know, it's starting to happen. Of course, we see the turning point exploding. I think that's wonderful. We're seeing new chapters everywhere. That's great. So there's some promising signs, but we got a lot of work to do because New York City just elected a communist, and that's a big problem.
Well, that is true. And I'm wondering if it's because of the economy. Listen, presidents inherit economies. I get that. But I'm wondering if people are just flat out disgusted that they feel like they can't make it under a capitalist system and they're actually willing to embrace socialism. It sounds good to have government grocery stores and it sounds good to have free buses and all these things he's promising. And I guess some of them are not being taught by their parents. No, it's not really like that. And obviously, they're educated in college to be communists. So it's pretty concerning.
Yeah, it really is. And I think there's a couple of fundamental issues that would be helpful. I mean, there's more than a couple, but just off the top of my head, I mean, housing costs have exploded in the last 6-7 years. I think we need more housing in this country to bring down housing costs. And I think we need less government spending and less money printing so that each dollar that we have in our pocket carries more purchasing power. And those two things, I think, would help right the ship quite a bit. But it takes a lot of time to get those things done. And, you know, I'm hopeful the administration will focus on those things because they're very important.
Yeah, they are important. And once again, housing is a big deal. And there are a lot of places that don't even allow. I mean, look at California. They've got all these houses that burned down, Palisades. They're not even rebuilt. I think they've issued, what, 4 permits? I mean, the people don't talk about that. Something like, I don't know, a couple thousand houses have never been rebuilt. They're just sitting there with ash still on them. I mean, in America... not a third world country, America.
Yes, and the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, is doing a great job, led the cleanup very promptly and made sure that those properties were safe to reenter. And he said it's the local and state regulators who just are not acting. And that's what you get with far left governments. People wake up. Look what you're seeing.
Well, I would hope that in the case of Gavin Newsom, if he runs, I guess he's already running it. He had the audacity to show up in Texas yesterday. I'm sure you saw that story. And this guy. But if he runs, I would hope that all they have to do is show ads and, you know, Huntington Beach and San Francisco, all these places in California living in third world conditions and say, is this what you want in every state in the union? Because that is what you'd get.
Yes. Well, and, you know, where you see people voting with their feet, it's generally the people who don't want that kind of government leaving those states. Right. And so what I worry about is the country becoming even more kind of balkanized because you've got all the conservatives from California went to Texas, all the conservatives from New York went to Florida. And now now California and New York are bright, bright blue and Florida and Texas are bright, bright red. You know, so I guess I love having those examples of good governance versus bad governance, but it would be nice if the entire country could experience some good governance or at least some reasonable governance.
Right. Anybody who can get out of California, it's a beautiful state. My mom was down there. It's gorgeous. But yeah, you can't. It's like the People's Republic for sure. All right, let's talk about the shutdown for a second here. How are you feeling about it? You feel like they're going to make any progress? I know Schumer's getting a lot of abuse. It's kind of nice to see the Democrats go after each other for a change because usually they're more unified than the Republicans. So talk to me about what you're seeing, what you think is going to happen.
Sure. It looks like they're on track, as of this conversation at least, to get the government back open by the end of the week. And it's very limited concessions, like, you know, bringing back some of the workers who were riffed, but really no meaningful concessions, certainly not on health care and what the Democrats were stomping their feet about. So this is pretty much a total defeat, I think, for the Democrats. And it shows that they really wanted to carry this through the election to show their base that they were fighting, that they're fighters. But it was just performance art. It wasn't really to make any policy. It was just to, you know, try to get some votes for this election. And now they're reopening things. But they've really hurt a lot of people who depend on some government programs. And of course, air travel, I think heading into Thanksgiving was probably a good catalyst to get them to give up this farce. But, you know, Republicans held the line. They'll get the government reopened. They can start some more policy making, some very positive things the Republicans want to do on the agenda. And we could end the stalemate. So hopefully by the end of the week is what I'm hearing. It'll pass both chambers.
Yeah, we'll see. We don't know if it's going to be if air travel is going to return by Thanksgiving or not. I mean, there are some who are saying it's not going to. It's still going to be possibly a mess over Thanksgiving. I mean, I've got to tell you, I wouldn't be flying over Thanksgiving. I wouldn't risk it. I mean, every year you hear about people who spend 2 or 3 days in an airport somewhere because of weather. Now you add this mess. No thanks.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and this is part of why it was so harmful, because we already had a shortage of air traffic controllers, and then you stopped paying them. So a bunch of them left, right, and are just not going to come back. So this, you know, this was a very costly little drama, a little play that they put on for 40 days or some odd. And now they're, you know, the consequences will, I think, fall to the Democrats. These things don't generally go well, and it's really sad that they've kept the American people hostage for so long. But thank goodness it's hopefully going to end in the next few days.
Yeah, that was my question. We're speaking with Brian Morgenstern, head of public policy at Riot Platforms. He was a former Trump 45 deputy press secretary. That was my question. Who's going to come out looking better, the Democrats or Republicans? You think, I mean, I would think the Republicans. I'm a Republican. Am I being biased? What do you think the public is going to think about this? Who are they going to blame?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear that the Democrats were not giving the votes in the Senate. I mean, you had the White House and you had the majority of both chambers of Congress trying to keep the government open. It was the minority in one chamber refusing. So I think it's pretty clear who was doing this. The issue is the election, the 2026 midterms, is an eternity from now. So it's going things will change. There will be other issues of the day. Affordability, I think Republicans should take a lesson from this election, because every Democrat candidate was pounding the issue of affordability. And also energy prices came up in pretty much all of these races. So I think the Republicans would be wise to take lessons from this trial run a year out and really get the act together on affordability, get spending under control, make dollars more valuable, work on getting more abundant and cheap energy, get, you know, a plan for housing affordability. These things are speaking to voters. And so, you know, we've got a lesson now to learn and a year to carry out a really good plan to get things under control. So I think that's what I would take away for Republicans. But a year is a very long time in politics.
Yes, it is. Now, speaking of energy, I mean, here Trump was pounding the desk about making sure that we're energy self-sufficient here in America. And yet most people are paying a lot more money for. He's got to come up with a better answer to that at this point. They're paying more for their power bills and oil and everything else. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a long time to get all the production spun up. But look, the gas prices are in the twos. They've got a two handle now for at the gas pump. That's a very good thing. We need more prices to come down. Grocery prices, the White House has been citing a lot of great statistics about grocery prices coming down. I still fundamentally think that it is housing costs. We got to have more affordable housing in America. I don't mean government housing. I mean just more supply, more private sector housing supply will bring down costs. And I think, you know, more cheap, abundant energy is going to bring down costs. And you got to get government spending under control so that each dollar is worth more. And if you do that, I think the Republicans will sweep in 2026. We'll see.
I hope so. And Yeah, and I'm not, you know, I don't like the idea that Winsome Sears didn't win in some other races, obviously, Mondami, but I'm hoping Mondami will muck it up so badly. I don't want New Yorkers to suffer, but hey, they voted for this. I hope he mucks it up so badly that that will really help in 2026. Hey, look what happens when you get a grocery store run by the government. Look what happens when you get free bus lines and all these things. I can't wait to see it. I hope he gets everything he wants accomplished quickly to serve as an example to the entire nation and all the voters in 2026.
Yeah, I think George Will had said every once in a while we need a controlled experiment with socialism so that people, you know, people are reminded of what it actually produces.
And, exactly.
I don't want New Yorkers to suffer either, but perhaps as a nation we need to be reminded of what it actually does. It creates scarcity and really hard times for people.
You make bad decisions, then unfortunately you've got to reap the consequences. Brian Morgenstern, thanks for joining the Mark Cox Show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning from the Mark Cox Morning Show, and thank you, veterans, for doing what you have done so well to allow us to continue to have the freedom that is so tenuous, but hopefully we all appreciate it. Please instill in your children the idea that freedom is not free and freedom can be taken away if we're not vigilant. So we thank you, veterans. We thank you, veterans' families, for all you've done to make it possible. All right. I hate to end the show on a funny note and a bad note. Well, not a bad note, but this is the kind of stupidity we do with our freedom here in America. I guess it's a good segue. Northwestern University now has a reproductive vending machine. I mentioned this during the break and Daniel went, what would a reproductive vending machine be? I'm glad you asked, my friend, because I wouldn't have known either. And I can only mention some of the things in it. Okay, I'm cleaning this up. Narcan, urine test strips, Plan B, condoms, and a couple things I can't mention on the air. I don't want to mention on the air. They're going to have that in the machine.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know why you need a urine test strip. Why are you trying to, before you meet with your caseworker? I don't know. Narcan, Plan B, and female things and other stuff that I'm not going to mention. Okay. Yeah, they have this machine that they're going to allow students to use. They're going to swipe their wild cards. I guess it's some kind of card on the campus to receive the products, which will be free. There will be a limit imposed, however, to prevent resale. A limit? Okay.
Resale.
This is where we are now, right? In America, this is the kind of thing we have on campus.
I'm glad we didn't have that when I was there.
Right? They didn't have anything like this, did they, when you were in college?
Not if they did, I was completely unaware of it.
Yeah, not when I was in college, anything like this. Plan B? I mean, a lot of people who are pro-life are absolutely opposed to Plan B because they believe it, you know, causes an abortion. And so I'm not getting into the medical aspects of that right now, but just amazing. First of all, okay, let me back off and not have an opinion on what's in the machine. Not that I'm afraid of having an opinion on it, but let's just stick with the principle. Once again, we are teaching young people in college that they are not responsible for their actions. I remember there was a guy before Trump was elected the first time. I was reading some article. There was a couple, not married, a couple. And the guy was, the title of the article was something about they're terrified that somebody's going to have to get their tubes tied or something because of Trump possibly being president. Whatever it was, I'm reading this article, trying to read it with a straight face. And at no point in the article did this guy ever, was he asked, you're the guy, don't you want to man up and pay for whatever you need here? But this guy basically was saying, if a certain person became, I believe it was Trump, became president, then that was going to affect him. How? You can't man up and, okay. So now we're teaching all the college kids at Northwestern that, don't worry about it. We've got you covered. You don't have to pay for anything here. You get free lunches. Of course, you're in debt for the rest of your life for all this stuff. You get free lunches and you get free Narcan, Plan B, and other things to enhance your Friday night. We're going to pay for all that for you. Because it's free. See, that's a problem. When you teach a college kid that anything is free, the kid ought to get a refund for their entire, whatever their student loans were, right? You've been taught that something is free. I remember when Charlie Kirk used to talk about that. I remember him going head to head one time with a young black kid who was talking about the economy. And he says, have they ever taught you about Thomas Sowell? Who? Okay, if they haven't taught you about Thomas Sowell, you have not gotten an economic education, okay? And this was a young black kid he was talking to. If you don't know who Thomas Sowell is, please look him up. Brilliant economist. There are many others. But when he asked him, have you ever heard of Thomas Sowell? No. Well, then, and he was black too. Did I mention that? Thomas Sowell was black. Then you have not gotten an education, an economic education. There are a whole lot of people we could mention that Charlie Kirk would mention. That's the thing. They're not given an actual education. And now these kids at Northwestern are going to believe, hey, cool. I can do whatever I want to and it's free. No consequences. Cool. And then they get out in the big world and you wonder why they're depressed because they realize that there are consequences for your actions. I mean, I guess you get to a certain point, you should figure that out, right? All right, listen, guys, been fun sitting in for Mark and crew. They will be back tomorrow. Have a great Veterans Day. If you see a veteran out somewhere, buy him breakfast, please, and thank them for what they do and their families, too. Thank you, Daniel, for a great job producing the show this morning. I will see you guys once again. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.